From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Our top story today that we're covering throughout the program is the mass shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. The scene, Sandy Hook Elementary School. The assailant, a lone gunman, arrived at the school around 9 o'clock this morning. He fired into two rooms. In all, 20 children are confirmed dead. There are also six adult victims at the school, as well as another adult victim at a family home of the shooter. Authorities have confirmed that the gunman is also dead. For more, we turn to WNPR's Jeff Cohen, who is in Newtown. Jeff, you've been closely following all the law enforcement briefings today. What's the latest information that you have from them?
The latest is exactly as you said it, Audie. 20 children killed, six adults at the school killed, and then the shooter also, and then another person off-site. The site is secure. There was some concern that there might have been another shooter at some point, but the state police have come out and said the site is secure. It took a little longer than anticipated, I think, for them to be able to confirm the number of fatalities, in large part because the governor and the state police were, as I understand it, working to notify families individually and in person, because everyone had converged on a school and on an adjacent firehouse. And not until those notifications were done did we actually get confirmation on the numbers, which were obviously far higher than anyone had previously thought.
Now, I understand you spoke with a family whose child was a witness to the shooting. Can you share with us what they said?
I sure can. I was about a mile from the school. His parents were walking with their children. They had gone and picked up their children, and they were walking down. And I met a man named Brian Balargian, who had picked up his third grader, and here's what he said.
He said that he heard a lot of bangs, and then a couple of the cops helped the kids escort one side of the building.
Now, what are we expecting to hear, or are we expecting any more information from investigators later today?
We are. In fact, we're expecting a briefing in about 20 minutes from the governor of the state of Connecticut, Daniel Malloy, who will be back here at Treadwell Park, which is a park about a half mile probably from the school itself. He was here once before, didn't take questions, made a quick statement, and then left. So we don't know what new we'll hear. State police have said they won't confirm the identity of the shooter formally, and there was a suggestion at a press briefing about an hour ago that we might not have a confirmation on that until tomorrow, because this is an investigation, as you well know, that is not just in Connecticut, but it's elsewhere in New Jersey, as I understand it, there are active warrants being sought. So we hope to learn more at about 6 o'clock tonight.
That's WNPR's Jeff Cohen. Jeff, thank you for speaking with us.